Postal Service officials say it's not all bad news. Package business and shipping services were up during the quarter. Standard mail was down, but only because there were no elections. It didn't have much to do with the economy. And postal employees are more productive than ever before. But in a presentation on the numbers, Chief Financial Officer Joe Corbett says none of this is enough to get the agency out of a tough spot.
First-class mail revenue has declined nearly 15%, and volume has declined approximately 25% since volume peaked in 2006. Continuing declines in first-class mail will continue to dwarf the growth in our package business. We'll continue to do our part to increase revenues and drive out costs. However, even flawless execution of all the efforts under our control will not be sufficient to return the Postal Service to financial stability.
Even though postal employees are working fewer hours and increasing productivity, Corbett says the agency can't afford to provide for them.
We need to change our benefit programs wherever possible. For example, we want to take over our own health insurance. Right now, health insurance is escalating, as pretty much everyone knows, at levels in the mid-single digits, 6 to 8% a year, while as we have a cap ability to raise our pricing, so we clearly cannot recover that sort of a level of expense.
He says the Postal Service had a $200 million operating income for the quarter before making adjustments for workers' compensation and retiree health care benefits. He says a legal retirement to prepay the government for retiree health care is stifling the agency.
We expensed in 2012 retiree health benefits pre-funding of $3.1 billion. So of the $3.3 billion loss, 3.1 of that, if you will, could be attributed to that expense. That relates to a statutory requirement to pre-fund our retiree health benefit program at a level that is unprecedented and that no other organization in the entire country is required to do.
He says the agency will not pay the $11 billion towards that prepayment fund that is due this year. But he says at the rate that things are going now, even that won't be enough to stop the Postal Service from running out of cash on October 15th. That's when its workers' compensation payments are due. Corbett is careful to say the agency won't stop delivering the mail on that day.
We will find a way to get through that low point in this plan. However, this is no way to run a business. We should have access to a minimum of $7 billion of liquidity in order to run the business in a safe fashion. We're looking at liquidity of near zero at the end of this year.
He says change from outside the organization is needed rapidly. Postmaster General Pat Donahoe admits he sounds like a broken record when he sounds the alarm about the agency's finances.
If the Postal Service is unable to reduce its operating costs by $20 billion a year by the year 2015, we may not be able to return to profitability for the long term, period. The implication of this idea is that we might become a long-term burden to the taxpayers unless we're able to make these cost reductions quickly.
Congress could increase the Postal Service's borrowing ability to give it more flexibility. Corbett says that wouldn't be the right move.
It's absolutely the wrong way to go for the Postal Service. At a $15 billion level, it's already an unhealthy level of debt. What we need are to streamline the business and to be given normal commercial freedoms to operate the business so that we can self-fund the entire business without raising the debt limit.
The Postal Service is lobbying Congress to allow it to regain some of the money it has prepaid for retiree health benefits. The agency has already cut workers' hours, but that hasn't lowered the cost of compensating them. Now, Corbett says it is negotiating pay cuts with some of its unions, but the agency needs to get 150,000 people off the rolls.
150,000 is a lot of people. I should mention that today our workforce, there are approximately 250,000 people, in excess of 250,000 people who are eligible for retirement, full retirement, or who would be eligible for a voluntarily early retirement. So we have a very relatively high average age in our workforce, and that provides an opportunity.
The Postal Service will need Congress's support for that, too. It's lobbying lawmakers hard, and bills have passed out of House and Senate committees. Delaware Senator Tom Carper, a Democrat, co-sponsored the Senate bill. The Postal Service's losses come as no surprise to him, but in a statement, he says it's shocking that they come at a time of the year that is usually the most successful for the agency. California Congressman Daryl Issa, a Republican, co-sponsored the House bill. He says this new deeper level of crisis calls for legislation that would let the agency reduce costs and realign its network. Carper agrees, but the lawmakers and their political parties differ on how to make that happen. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.